down past the ordinary ranks of angels, down and down, breaking through the principalities and powers and the evil authorities, down and down into the virgin womb of a little peasant girl. And there he snuggled in humility and humiliation. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not something to be grasped to maintain his prerogatives as God, but stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity, and took upon him the nature of a slave or a servant. I haven't time to go into this other than to say that the great creedal declaration of the nature of Christ spelled out for us in the Chalcedon Creed tells us of the mystery of Jesus' two natures. Man a very man, God a very God. A divine nature and a human soul, indivisible and yet divisible. The Chalcedon Creed, you cannot read it and make sense out of it for the simple reason you can't make sense out of God, because we see through a glass darkly. But you've got to listen to the testimony of the Holy Spirit, who says that he who was in the form of God thought it not something to be grasped after to maintain his prerogatives with God, but rather stripped himself of all his majesty and dignity and took upon him the form of a servant. He took a human nature, but it was the nature of a servant. He didn't take the nature of a great king or a great magi or a great educator. He took on him the nature of a servant and became a human being. He became man of very man. Now, you've got to hear me. Jesus Christ was not a phony, spooky deity. He was God of very God, but he became man of very man, born from the virgin's womb. He had a historical birth. He had a historical childhood. He lived in a historical spot. He was Jesus of Nazareth. He went from one geographical area to another. He lived as a man, and even his own disciples could not discern that he was God of very God. They knew he was man of very man because he behaved like a man. Now, he was a unique man, and they followed him because he was a unique man. But as far as they knew, he was just a man. And one day, he turned to his disciples, and he said to them, "Who are men saying I am?" And they said, "Well, some say you're Jeremiah, and some say you're Elias." And he said, "Now, just a minute, who do you say that I am?" And they paused for a moment, and then old Peter gave up. He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." I don't know where that come from, but ooh. What did Jesus say to him? "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood, your sight, your hearing, anybody else's sight has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven." You just had a revelation, Peter. That's what hit you. Ooh, Peter said, ooh. Now, what's my point? Jesus was so human that his own disciples didn't know him and needed a divine revelation to rightly identify him. Man of very man. Say, "Oh man, he really, wow, did he humble himself. Goodness, all the way from the ivory palace. Oh yeah, but it's not over. He's still going down." So I think he came about far enough. But that's not yours to decide. Maybe you think he came far enough because you're afraid he's going to ask you to go a little lower. See, I think that's far enough, Lord. You any further, that's going to cause me some problems. I think we need some problems caused this morning. And being recognized as truly human, God humbled him. Hello? Who humbled who? Come on, who humbled who? He humbled himself. Who's going down? Who came down? At no place does it say, and God forced him to lay his purple robe over the back of it. No, it doesn't say that. It says, he did it. He did it. He did it. He humbled himself. He humbled himself to the point of being obedient unto death. Oh, I hope it was dignified. I really hope that when he died, that it was recognized. I do hope that he was surrounded with all the scholastic savants, and I hope that all the dignitaries gathered at his deathbed and that he was honored. I hope. I hope he at least had the kind of honor that was paid to Socrates as surrounded by his disciples. He drank the hemlock and reported to them as the poison moved up his limbs closer to his heart where it seized it in death. Surely he was given some dramatic and... No. No, he became obedient unto death, even the death of a common criminal, even the death of the cross. Who did it? He did it. He humbled himself from the throne chair of the eternities to the bloody Roman gibbet of Golgotha's hill. You say, wow. Yeah, wow. What have you done? Oh, well, I don't think I want to discuss it right now. I don't blame you. I don't either. Now what happened? When he got through doing what he did, he laid the foundation for God to do what he was going to do. See, I don't know why God doesn't bless me. I don't know why God doesn't raise me. I don't know why God doesn't use me. I don't know. Maybe you're getting some words this morning. You don't know why God isn't using you? Maybe you haven't finished going down. Hello? You there? How many hear what I'm saying? Now look what happened to him. He, having gone down, now qualifies for an action of God. Wherefore? Now what did I tell you about wherefore and therefore? Whenever you see a therefore, you want to find out what it's there for. Same with the wherefore. In the light of his coming down, wherefore, God hath highly exalted him. Oh, he's coming up again. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm not interested this morning in focusing so much in the coming up. I'm interested in the coming down. See, I guess at my stage in life, I'm looking at ultimates. I haven't got any time left for experiments. I don't want to fool around with a community in East County that's going to play games. I've no time for that. I'll go back out across the world. If I can have 120 people, it'll go down so God can bring him up. We can stir this whole area. But you don't want to go down, we ain't going up. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The old hymn says, where is he now? In heaven interceding. He who was made for a little time lower than the angels has been exalted to the right hand of God, where he is now King of kings and Lord of lords. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, the way my dad used to say it to me from the time I was a little boy. Son, the way up is down. You say, I'm not getting recognition. Who wants it? What recognition did you want? It will only spoil you if you got it. Stay down. Down, Fido. Down, boy. Now, that's God raised Jesus from the dead and made him. Now, listen to me carefully. I'm coming to the end. A little late this morning. It's Christmas. Your gift to me is 10 minutes. If you and I are going to touch the world of East County, if you like, or my brother's Vista, or North County, this is the recipe. Because now Paul moves on from Jesus. Jesus made it. He made it because he came all the way down and God took him all the way up. Now what Paul is saying, that's the example. If you don't come all the way down, you're not going to come all the way up. Now, look at the correlative here. Look at it. Wherefore, my beloved, when I was with you, you were always very obedient. Man, when I was there, you said, Paul's here. Man, we love Paul. They did love Paul. Now he said, when I was with you, you always were obeyed. Now, much more, when I'm away from you, you start to work out your own salvation without me being around to help you. For I'm not always going to be here to help you. But it is God which worketh in you both the will and to do of His good pleasure. You say, oh, Paul is gone. I had a little woman in my church years ago, bless her heart, she used to sit in the big church. She sat right down the second pew. She just sat there and beamed. She was my most ardent fan and my most vigorous critic. She demanded perfection from me. She monitored my grammar and my sentence construction and my biblical facts. And she loved me passionately and she drank out of my saucer. She never did get her own cup. She'd get all the spillover from my cup every Sunday morning and she'd live on the saucer. You know, a lot of people like that never get their own cup. They go around drinking out of other people's saucers. Go get your own cup. But you know, some of my parishioners came to me and they said, Pastor, do you know that every time you go away on a trip, that little woman begins to fade? Literally before our eyes, she fades. The Sunday morning you come home, she suddenly comes to life. What was she doing? She was living off my faith, off my inspiration, off my ministry. I'm with you. Maybe I carry a deposit for you. I don't know that. I know that for them. I did for 25 years. But in the final analysis, I'm not God. And I'm not the internal working that's going to affect your salvation. It is God that worketh in you both the will and the do of His good pleasure. Now, here's the practical aspects of that. Stop grumbling and fault-finding. And be blameless and harmless. Faultless children of God. Living in a warped and a diseased world. You are Christ's alter ego. You are His body. We are His body. We are the demonstration in community of what He was in the unity of His person when He was on the earth. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ. North County. Vista East County as a community. Come on down. Let's have some prayer meetings. Let's go lay on our belly before God until He exalts us. I don't have a lot of clever plans for building a big church. I don't know that I'm interested in building a big, quote, church. I don't know. That could be sour grapes. I tell you, though, I have a passion to see a community that manifests the glory of God. I'm satisfied it will become big. Big. I'll tell you how big it'll become. It'll fill the whole earth. Because that's what Daniel said about that mountain. We're looking at reproduction now, our final point. Among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, or offering to man the message of life. All right. That's my message. The goal of the incarnation, what is it? For Jesus, it was to become the Savior of the world. For the redeemed community, it's to become the Savior's manifestation. That's the message of Christmas. That's the message of Christmas. Now let's prepare our hearts as we bless these brothers, shall we? Mike Bliss, I don't want to put you on a spot, brother, but would you care to come up and stand with Frank? I think it'd be nice. Let's bow our hearts in prayer. Loving Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for our being able to immerse ourselves in it. We pray, Father, it has been effective to produce the kind of results in our lives that you desire. And now, Father, as we believe we're following your direction for what is going on in this area of our lives, we want to send Brother Frank and Brother Mike Bliss, send them off with our blessing from East County to fulfill their destiny in their various areas. Help us, Father, to do this. In Jesus' name. You and Mike, you brothers in the front row, will you? You just come and represent the community. Let's pray for healing for Frank's game leg here. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father. We thank you, Father, for bringing Brother Frank among us. We remember when we first met, and if we may use the term, we remember the joy of our espousals when we were joined together in the Lord. And we've had some good times, and we've had our difficult times. But this morning we stand again in your presence and on the threshold of a new dimension and development. And we, out of the spiritual fraternity of our hearts, want to tell Frank and his people this morning who are here that we love them and we thank them for blessing us again and again by joining with us. And that for this work and for this work alone, and in no wise breaking any relationship, but simply to divide, to multiply, We do release Frank and Mike and his people to go up into that area and be lights in the world. We want to affirm in your presence, Father, that we will do all we can to help them. We want to send them in love, and we want to send them with a sense of our being a part of them as they go. We want to send something of ourselves with them. Go, my brethren, and build wisely and build well, and build with your hearts knit together, and be assured that as you walk humbly before your God in the unity of His Spirit, that He who raised Jesus up shall so raise you up, and so bless you, and so multiply you, that your seed shall be many, and those encamped around you shall be mighty in God, and God shall make you a stronghold and a fortress, and out from your fortress you shall go to take many captives to King Jesus, and you shall bring them tied to your chariot wheels in the triumphal march, as you come to the throne of God to offer Him the sacrifice of the Gentiles on the altar of the gospel. Caribus, Vespiri de Gos Pendribus, Famzari de Vubigis Pati Alabobando. And thou shalt work from cell to congregation, and from congregation to cell, and thou shalt work from the small to the great, and from the great to the small. And thou shalt not become so involved in the great you neglect the small, nor so involved in the small you neglect the great. But thou shalt walk in the tension between the two, and God will bless you, and God will enrich you, and God will mature you, and God will mature you in the small and enlarge you in the great. And you will bring the small to the great and the great to the small, and in that interaction you shall know the purposes of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we ask that you touch Frank's limb. Oh, dear Lord Jesus Christ, you know how our hearts reached to him this morning. But if sympathy would heal him, he'd have been healed 10,000 times. We pray for the faith of God. My tears won't heal him. My sympathy won't heal him. But only the name of Jesus. Grant the faith. As your servant Paul said, as he looked at the man, he perceived he had faith to be healed. Katorus. Parion spiritu kvasto shako mi spirito sama. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Chuck, would you and Mike come and let's bless you. This isn't very formal. We don't have any kneeling pads here. These brethren have chosen to kneel. Praise God. Ah, Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ. Let your hearts be with us. Oh, thank you. I see people with their hands raised toward us. Let your hearts be with us. Father, now as Chuck and Mike, whose hearts you've knit together through these years, are released to this new dimension of their work, we thank you also for them and for their people, and for the joy that is ours in belonging to each other. I thank you for my relationship with Chuck that dates back oh so many years, to those first exciting days of the outpouring. And here we find ourselves again facing a new development in your purposes. Bless Chuck, Lord. Oh, God, release in him. God, release in him some dimensions. God, there are rooms in here that have got treasures. My Father, there are rooms in here that have got treasures. Yes, Father. Father, I pray for a new dimension, a new plateau for Chuck. Karuze Belgistan, Plasdriguas to Shrenama, Mordis Mequastovish. We commend them to you in the word of your grace, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And for this man, Lord, for this man who has so endeared himself to us with his gift of music, who is also a pastor and a servant, O Lord Jesus Christ, and who will accompany Ruth and me to Australia, we pray for him the blessing and release to stand with Chuck in the work in North County, where we also pray for him a dimension of authority and power as he goes to Australia, there to bless the people through the significance of your beautiful providential gift of singing. Bless him, Father. Bless him, Father. Quicken him. Father, in Jesus' name, take any fear out of his heart that he has, both physically and emotionally. I pray that you'll quicken his body, that you'll quicken him in the area of his cardiovascular needs, and that you'll take any fear or uncertainty out of his heart, and that you will also give him a holy boldness, a holy gentle boldness as he goes to Australia, to be your emissary in blessing the people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. And God shall be unto you both wisdom. God will not only be to you knowledge, but God will be to you wisdom. For wisdom is the ability to use knowledge. And you have many times said, I know this and this, but how do we do it? And God shall be to you that wisdom. And he shall start to reveal to you how you shall do it. And you shall wait upon him for that revelation, for it shall come, and it will not tarry. And as it comes, it will bring release to you. And you will say, how good is the Lord. We have wondered about this for so long, and now it has come to pass so simply. Father, in Jesus' name, grant that this shall be so. Amen. 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 Ruth, would you come, dear, and we'll let the brothers bless us. We'll let Mike stand with us and get doubly blessed. We're going as a team to Australia. This man really blesses the Australians. And I don't tell them what he's really like, so.
We thank you, Father, for fathers. For fathers in Israel. We worship you and we bless you, Lord, for the deposit that you've put in your servant. Now, these are words that have been said to you many, many times. And it's not boring for us to say them afresh again to you. Because what we recognize and receive and what blesses us, we recognize as coming from the throne. We also recognize a demonstration of the words that he has spoken this morning as one who has come down. And it is now our desire not to manufacture anything or to try to come up with some kind of a word that would appear to be prophecy or something else, but we want to speak out of our hearts and say, Lord, we rejoice in what's here. And we know that blessing shall precede and blessing shall follow after, and that there shall be fruit and there shall be reward. Lord God,
thank you,
we bless.
Father, before our brother and sister, we acknowledge the gift that you put in him of teaching. But we also acknowledge the gift in them. The gift of faithfulness. The gift of pliability in the hand of God. The gift of great faith. And the gift of integrity and loyalty, from which we've all drunk deeply and tasted and been refreshed in a life that reflects Jesus. Lord, we bless you that beneath them are the everlasting arms, that your holy angels go before to prepare the way. Use them, O God. Use them not just in the teaching, but let their life of love, the holy vessel that comes from this union, refresh many. Let many be inspired and lifted up by the teaching, but also by the example of integrity and loyalty, and be washed in the love of the Lord Jesus that lives and reigns and manifests itself in Brother Ern and Sister Ruth. Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you for your love that we have received from them. We bless them, Lord, and we commend ourselves and commit ourselves to stand with them in prayer and thanksgiving as they go, with Brother Mike also.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, this isn't a great separation or division, because we're going to be together periodically, and we're planning, God willing, on having some great annual convocation where we can come together as area groups. So this is just a release to a dimension. Amen? How many feel good about it? Amen. Where are you East County people? You feel good about East County people? Let me see here. Ah, that's good. Praise God. Amen. I wanted to sing a song, and I can't remember what I wanted to sing before we left. Isn't that terrible? Don't tell anybody I forgot. Well, let's stand and just sing, "I love him." Then we'll go in peace.